This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier, and I'm standing on South Lamar Boulevard right now outside The Broken Spoke, a legendary music venue in Austin. Sign proudly proclaims voted best honky-tonk in Texas. So let's go inside and meet the founder of The Broken Spoke, James White, because he's got a new book out with Donna Marie Miller called Broken Spoke, Austin's Legendary Honky-Tonk.
I'm James White, and this is The Broken Spoke, the last of the true Texas dance halls. Knowing sure proud of it, and I got to build The Broken Spoke and name it back in 1964. The day I got out of the Army, I didn't know what I was going to do when I got out, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of neat to have my own dance hall and bar, like back in the 40s and 50s when I used to go with my parents to places like this, similar. And so I came underneath the big old oak tree out there and walked across the old dirt parking lot, and I just kind of visualized the place like no other. And when I got it built, I named it The Broken Spoke. And the city limits of Austin was a mile down the road down there in front of El Rancho at the time. And now it's like 4 or 5 miles the other way.
What was South Lamar Boulevard like when you opened this place?
Oh, you know, it was nothing like this. It wasn't near as busy. And there was an old barbed wire fence up there about half down. And this was kind of pasture land and had trees and mesquites. And there wasn't another building in sight. Who would have believed that back there in 1964 that things like it would Austin would be that big? At the time, Austin, Texas was a sleepy little city. And if you got out of Austin to another state, they wouldn't even know where Austin was. They know where in the hell it is now, but at the time they didn't know where it was.
You've had so many musicians come here through the years. What are some of the shows that stand out in your memory?
Well, you know, every picture I have on the wall here, there's a story behind it. And it's very easy to give interviews anymore. I just go from picture to picture. But when I get up on the stage, before I introduce the band, I'll say we've had people like Bob Wills up here, Willie Nelson, George Strait, Dolly Parton, Ernest Tubb, Dick Ritter. The list goes on and on. And
picture over there of Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yeah. Jerry Jeff Walker. Jerry Jeff loves this place. He wanted to build a home up. And his room, he wanted it to look like the front of The Broken Spoke.
I'm Gypsy Song Man, yes sir, you'd like to hear a song. Well, I'll pick it for you now and play it all night long. If the blues is all you see, this song is what you need. Gypsy Song Man, passing by.
I opened this part in 64. Then for New Year's Eve of 65, I had the dance hall opened up. And one of the first big stars I ever had was Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. And that was a big deal because Bob Wills was a household word with us around the house. Everybody knew, take it away, boys.
Take it away, boys. Take it away. Everybody dance now. Swinging, Mr. Leon, swinging.
And so I'm real proud of that. And I guess I've lasted longer than any other dance hall operator there is.
Well, you've outlived a lot of music venues, dance hall or not, in Austin. How do you manage to survive while these other music venues can't?
The guys at the bar, you know, they figured I was 25 years old and I didn't know what the hell I was talking about anyway, and that's probably about half right. But I learned as I went, you know, kind of learn as you go and try not to make the same mistake twice and treat people like you want to get treated when you go to a restaurant and give them cold beer, reasonable prices, good food at reasonable prices, and make them feel welcome and try to entertain them. And that's kind of been my turnkey of success at the Broken Spoke.
You said, you know, you're not a big fan of change. You like to keep things the same. What do you think about all the change that's happened around the Broken Spoke?
Well, you know, I like it the old way. I like to have those shops that we had. Seemed like it went together with the spoke a lot better when you got a radiator shop maybe next door and a transmission place and a car repair on the other side. I was here before all those businesses got here, and I'm still here, and now they're all gone. I told the city and I told the apartment owners, I said, well, I'm not leaving. And that's the way I feel today. I'm not going nowhere. I kind of drew a line in the sand, and I'm here to stay. A lot of people think that I was going to leave, but I said, no, why would I leave? I'm having fun here. It doesn't matter how much money is stacked on the table. I mean, I'd rather say I own the Broken Spoke than say I've got a couple million in the bank. That's the way I think, you know.
Some people are worried that the Broken Spoke might be pushed out by all this development. What do you say to people who are worried about the future of the Broken Spoke?
Well, you know, I just tell them, just like what I told them when I had a heart problem 17 years ago. They wanted to kind of have a fundraiser or something for us. I said, no, as long as y'all support the Broken Spoke and you come out here and have a good time and spend money, I said, that's thanks enough for me. I don't need you to anything more than that. As long as y'all keep coming out, I'll be here for you if you're going to be here for me.
Tell me about this book you got.
Well, I'm sitting right here with Donna Marie Miller, and we worked on this book for about 3.5 years.
I'm Donna Marie Miller. I'm the author of The Broken Spoke, Austin's Legendary Honky Tonk, published by Texas A&M Press. And I really love The Broken Spoke. I've been coming here off and on since 1982.
Why do you love it so much?
You know, there's so much history here. If you are a classic country music fan, you have to appreciate that Bob Wills played here. You know, a lot of famous musicians over the years have started here. Willie Nelson, Jerry Jeff Walker, even Dolly Parton filmed Wild Texas Wind here in 1990, her TV movie.
Cut my teeth on a cactus stalk in cowboy boots, I learned the waltz. Said my first words were the Texas crawling Texas.
When you come into the Broken Spoke, you feel a sense of, it doesn't feel like current, you know, 2010s. It feels like you've stepped into the past. It looks the same as it did in the 1960s, and there's all this nostalgic memorabilia on the walls and in the little cubby holes. And these people that come here really feel that. So it's like a family. It's a community that really appreciates country music and the history of the place.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me about this, Donna. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Nathan. I appreciate you.
James White, founder of The Broken Spoke, thanks so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, and I want to be sure to mention my darling sweet wife, Vanetta. She's kind of the working half of the family, and I'm in charge of BS and PR, but she's been with me from the very start. We had her wedding reception right here at the Broken Spoke in 1966, and we just got through celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary last September.
Wow. Congratulations.
Right here at the Broken Spoke.
Congratulations.
All you got to do is have a reception at the Broken Spoke, and you stay married.